The Silver Lining. Okay, a quick status report as of the end of January. 1. My family was plunging into poverty. 2. My brother had no immune system. 3. My mom had no job. 4. My dad was working about 90 hours a week and appeared to be on the verge of flipping out completely. 5. The hottest girl in the 8th grade came to my house to tutor me, and I booted her off my property. 6. I was definitely going to fail my math final. But on a brighter note, my strange, tragedy-induced popularity at school was growing. Word got around that Stephen Alper was the guy who kicked Renee Albert to the curb, and people just decided I must be the man. Annette was especially thrilled with the whole story, for some reason. Maybe she figured she'd have no competition for Tutor of the Year now. Of course, every male I knew thought that sending Renee home made me the idiot boy of East Village Middle School, but they still felt an odd sort of admiration for me. It was like I had resisted the spell of a fearsome enchantress. Everyone else was under that spell and couldn't resist it, so they assumed I had some secret strength. It didn't matter that they were wrong, that every time Renee walked into homeroom and glared at me, I was torn between two equally powerful urges, to run up to her, drop to one knee, and propose, or to run away from her and cry in the boys' bathroom for an hour. All they saw was a guy who sent the cheer queen packing. Weird. Annette met with me after school a bunch more times that last week. My brother and mom went to Philly and returned. I played drums and did homework. Meals got nuked and consumed. The sun rose in the east and set in the west. Numbness was setting in, but I had just enough oomph left to get me through finals. I wound up with A's and B's in English, science, social studies, and Spanish, and a big fat D in math. Mrs. Galley called me into her office one Friday to break the news. Candy heart, Stephen? Last time I had been there, I practically had to donate blood to get a candy heart. Now she was leading off by offering me one? That right there was enough to tell me she hadn't sent for me so she could award me an honor roll t-shirt. What did I do wrong, Mrs. Galley? I made up every scrap of work in every class. I got a tutor. I studied like a monk.
You got a 37 on your math final.
Huh. How about that? I thought for sure I'd get at least a 39 with that extra credit problem about the two trains.
Stephen, I'm truly sorry. You made an incredible effort right up until the end.
Yeah, so did the dodo bird, the passenger pigeon, vanilla ice.
How are your parents going to take this news? I know you were quite concerned about their reaction when you had all that homework to make up.
I don't know, really. I've never gotten lower than a B-plus before, but on the other hand, they're pretty caught up in my brother's situation right now. Maybe they just kind of won't notice?
I'm sorry to break it to you, Stephen, but I have a feeling they'll notice this.
I know. How are they going to find out? Are report cards getting mailed home today, or will you call first, or will I have a chance to tell them?
Your report card is probably already in your mailbox. Do you want me to call them before they see it?
Yes, please. You can get my mom on her cell phone. She's at the hospital with Jeffrey today, but she always has it with her. Please tell her I tried. Please?
She said she would certainly advocate for me and then ask whether I wanted to be in the office for the call. I really and truly didn't want to sit there and watch the live action as my mom got disappointed in me, so I went back to class. I buried my head and got through the rest of the day, but the bus ride home felt like a condemned man's last walk. Of course, when I got home, nobody was there. The answering machine had two messages. Dad would be home by 10 p.m. and I should eat without him, well, duh. And Mom and Jeffrey would be staying at the hospital another night, but I should call my mom's cell phone ASAP. Now here was an interesting dilemma. Should I call and face the problem, or not call and enjoy a few hours of lonely, nerve-wracking boredom instead of my usual lonely, depressing boredom? I pondered that for about 0.7 seconds before finally going downstairs to play drums until dinner. While I was in the basement playing, it occurred to me that my mom might worry when she didn't hear back, but I just wasn't in the mood to consider somebody else's feelings at the moment. Unfortunately, it also didn't occur to me that my mom might completely spaz and send my dad home to check on me. Imagine my surprise when the basement lights went out. I stopped playing, took off my headphones, and jumped up. The lights went back on. When my eyes readjusted, I was looking straight into the vengeful glare of an enraged accountant.
Stephen, it's 6:30. What are you doing?
Playing drums?
Why didn't you call your mother when you got home?
Why should I have? She's just going to yell at me for my math grade, right?
You should have called her because when you didn't, she was afraid you disappeared or something. So she had me paged out of an important meeting, and I came charging home. This cost us about $200, and we don't have $200. It was irresponsible, Stephen.
Oh, irresponsible. That's like the dirtiest word an accountant can possibly say to his kid. I knew things were at a crucial point right now. What I said next would likely determine whether I'd be grounded until marriage or just lectured for a while and then ignored again. But every once in a while, you don't make the safest choice when you're 13.
Irresponsible? Irresponsible, Dad?
You really want to talk about irresponsible?
I don't think you do. Who's the super responsible guy who hasn't actually talked to his firstborn son about anything in about 4 months? Who's the pillar of reliability who has left his 13-year-old to fend for himself for weeks on end? When was the last time you asked me about school, responsible man? When was the last time you went shopping for any food that can't be cooked using 2 minutes of radiation?
Stephen, that's not fair.
Fair? You banished me to the old folks' home for a week, and you want to talk to me about fair?
Stephen, you know we had to take care of your brother.
Now, I was in full-on attack formation. It was like I was playing some kind of Dad Devastator 3 video game or something. I just couldn't stop saying the coldest, meanest things that popped into my head.
Who had to take care of my brother? Have you been playing board games with him every night instead of studying for school? Have you been kneeling with him in front of the toilet every time he throws up? Have you been sleeping at the hospital with him? Have you...
I stopped for a moment and looked up at my father. Truthfully, I was kind of surprised he hadn't smacked me yet. What I saw wasn't quite what I would have expected. He had sat down heavily on the basement steps, and his head was bowed. He looked like a dog does right after you whack it with a newspaper.